Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brand new episode of The Magic Sponge. I'm Rob Beckett and I've got Ian Smith with me.
Fucking hell.
And no Jimmy Bullard again.
That's your name, isn't it?
What?
I'm trying to think of your name because I seen him telling that.
Rob Beckett.
Yeah, and I was trying to bring you on. I was trying to Google it and I kept getting the other geezer's name as good as you. Went on a trip with his mum. She was funny.
Ramesh Ranganathan.
No.
Russell Howard.
Russell Howard. Oh, that's right. I thought you was, isn't it?
You wouldn't have come. I'd
never be Russell Howard.
He wants to get on your show.
Russell Howard. Oh, because his mum's
alright. He wants to sit on the papers.
You like Russell Howard's
so
mum?
So ain't your mum I want to do then. It's his
no,
mum.
No, it ain't my mum. You might do if you saw her, but that's at the moment.
I feel much more relaxed now.
Well, good, that's fine.
Because it's not uncomfortable as your mum I fancy.
No, no, it's fine. That voice you is Neil Razor Ruddock. And this is your second time on the podcast, isn't
it?
First time it was in a pub at Christmas and it was an absolute write-off.
That's why I didn't really want to come today either because I thought it was going to be the same.
No, it's not. It's a bit more relaxed, chatty affair.
This is what it's normally
Bullard's
like.
We've got Paul Merson again.
The magical man, is it? He's back.
Filling in for Bullard.
Wow.
Because Bullard's fishing. Because he's on Sucre now and he's all gone showbiz.
He's fishing. It's too cold fishing. He's got out.
I don't know what he's up to, but he's...
Yeah, so I went to see him the other day.
You went and saw Jimmy the other day?
No, his face? What's he called?
Oh.
Mickey Flanagan.
Yeah.
And I was so excited the night before that I stayed in. See what I've done, man?
Lovely. Great stuff.
I'm speaking to you. Can I shut up?
I think we're done.
Thanks for listening.
And also, can I just say one more thing?
Go on, tell us, dude.
My wife don't say anything funny or anything normal, right? Like 12 years.
Yeah.
And
she said, I do to you, which is quite funny.
Well, that ain't one, was it? And she said, why don't we make T-shirts and we should sell them outside? Mickey, eat my flan again.
Oh.
Don't print that because I'm going to do it next time. Don't let
it. We're not printing it. This is audio.
All right. Don't say that. Because someone will nick it.
Oh, Mickey,
eat my flan again.
Like flange.
Flange.
Again. Yeah.
When it's sold outside.
I like it. I thought
we can do that, but his tour's ended.
Oh, maybe his next tour.
I think someone's going to nick it.
I do think
he'll work again.
Yeah, I think he's
sure. Yeah, I'm sure he'll work again.
Someone's going to nick it, you know.
Bring up Fruit of the Loom, get some plain ones, get it printed.
How can I do that without people doing it then?
How can you do that without people?
Yeah, it needs to get
I think you could sell that
But people are going to nick it off me now.
It'll be fly pigeon. They might nick it. I don't think.
Neil, this is not fucking Dragon's Den, mate.
Sorry.
Any other business ideas?
No. Floating soap. No one has barbs anymore.
Floating soap. No one has barbs.
No.
Hang on a second. You're not another one. That's a good idea.
Before I forget. Me and my brother in France on the piss one day went out there, and next to us in this bar there was this pushchair and it was rocking. I thought, fuck me, that's a good idea. Look at that little battery.
Oh, so in that,
so the baby was asleep.
Oh,
it was rocking. I thought, me and my brother think we're gonna do that. We'll turn it on. But when I looked under the table, it was a bird that had her foot on the wheel. She was just pressing with her foot.
But you could make an automatic rocker.
What talking about?
Yeah, because you like your sleep, didn't you? You like being.
I love sleep.
You saw him asleep the other week, didn't you?
No, not the other week. It was a while back at the NEC. I pulled up beside him. We were doing this thing at the NEC, and I thought, oh my God, there's a tramp in a car. And it was Neil. He had shorts on, t-shirt, a little suit and a booty.
What was you doing up there?
What was it? I'm doing something for the, car. I forget what it was now.
Work.
Well, you do a lot of. So, what are you up to at the moment? You do the.
We do up dinner, Mercy's obviously.
After dinner circuit.
Yeah, but I'm sort of number one, he's number two.
You're the top.
I'm the governor.
You're the governor of it. Would you say that, Paul, with that?
And he's number two, close number two. But he's got another job, so let me be.
Yeah. I don't do as many. Neil does.
No, so I'm
Neil,
the best, yeah, 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 yeah. There you go. He does.
How many do you do, you say?
2 a week-ish.
2 a week. It's good money as well, isn't it, Neil?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't think there's any tax men listening
to this.
No, ex-wife. Oh, ex-wife, okay. It's quite badly paid now, isn't it, though?
Well, that's why I have to do 2 a week.
Yeah, it's only 10, 15 quid a go, isn't it?
Sometimes you'll do them for free as well, sometimes, just out of goodness of your heart.
Fucking hell, you're good. Yes, I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, just because if there's a club struggling, just to bring morale up.
Grassroots football.
Grassroots?
Grassroots.
Oh, okay. Freudian slip there from Neil.
Neil's just got another ex-wife.
let's start off with you. You started off at Millwall.
Yes.
How was that?
Very tough.
Yeah.
Started about 12, I think. So it was a very hard upbringing I had as a kid. Because you had to be tough and ruthless and horrible.
You was a striker at first, weren't you?
I was a winger / striker.
Was it? Speedy winger.
I was a goal scoring sensation.
Just the size of your shoulders, I think you'd start edging into the centre of the park.
I was all my life. I was a left winger and just like Teddy. I just used to cross it onto Teddy Sheringham's head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like Beckham. No, I didn't have pace.
Paul said you've got a bit of a wand on you. You can do a crossfield ball if you need it.
Well, as Ian Wright called it, it is a tin opener. My left foot can open a tin of beans and eat it up in 3.5 minutes without fire. So I could pick people out, and so I was like a bit of a Beckhamish.
Bit of a wand.
Oh, and then I went apprentice 16 George Graham. Within an hour and a half, went east centre half him.
And you played against him a few times.
And I was centre half youth team. Yeah, we were centre. I was England youth together and
same
traveled
age.
The world.
Yeah,
really. Have you ever? Oh. Must have some stories about traveling the world with Paul Mercer.
No,
no,
no. Nothing. I remember one day we was in. Rio de Janeiro,
yeah,
and the old famous one. We met the Lord Mayor's wife of Rio de Janeiro. She was a salt. And she had this funny accent. And he said, "Where are you from?" She said, "So and so." He said, "Mercy, the old favourite. Have you got any cockney in there?" She went, "No." He said, "Do you want some?" 16, 17 year old kid. You know,
he was only 16 saying that.
Not even you, 17.
Oh, you two are an absolute nightmare.
We were the quiet ones.
Barry Horn was on that too.
David Batty. Loads of people like that, 80 people.
And what was he like to play against? What was Paul like to play against, Neil?
I don't really get close enough to him, to be fair.
No, I wouldn't go close enough to him.
No, he was very good. He's one of them that used to jump off in the hole and that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Scaredy cats. He was a chip goalkeeper.
You called him a kicker.
I'd
love to kick. Listen, all right.
One kicker.
There's one thing better. I wouldn't kick him because I'm not a bully. One thing better than beating your mates is fucking hurting them. I love hurting my friends, and that's in every sport, anything.
Yeah.
Drinking games.
Just have hurting your friends.
Podcasts.
We done a dinner in Swindon about 7-8 years ago, right? And I got there, and there was like people outside having a fag. And I went, "All right, Neil." And he went, "All right, Merce." And he grabbed me And honestly, I thought I was going to pass out. I was like, you have to let
go. You've got round your neck.
Let go now. Let go now. And it was going, it was squeezing me tighter and tighter and tighter.
I ain't seen him for a while.
Seriously, I thought, honestly, I was going blue. What was going
When you played at Millwall, was Terry Urlach a bit of an influence on you?
Terry was a huge character. Terry was a better player than people thought. Yeah. Terry used to smash, but he had a lovely little dinker, Terry. He had a lovely little dinky thing. But he was. You know, everyone looked up to him and he used to run through brick walls and, you know, he was everyone's favourite off the pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was one of them that...
Was there a drinking culture at Millwall?
No, not at all.
Tuesdays, wasn't it? Their Tuesday club was the best Tuesday club.
Was that the best?
Everyone tried to... Once they found out Arsenal's Tuesday, everyone used to try and be Tuesday club, but failed miserably because they couldn't last. It was jumping out like flies. You know Tuesday club means every Tuesday, does it?
So do you think playing the Millwall though sort of shaped you?
Well, I was 15. I was still at school and there was reserve teams then. And my first reserve game for Millwall, played against White Hart Lane, and I played against Garth Crooks and Steve Archibald. So, I mean, we got beat about 5-0. We didn't give a care. You know what I mean? Played White Hart Lane against them. So when I was sort of 17, I played like 50-odd games. Reserve football was playing, so your boy playing against men. So at 17, I was ready. I was looking at the under-18s. They come second, or did they win the... They won a trophy, didn't they? The 20s won one of the 18s. It was one of
the... Yeah, I don't know. Well, it was recently.
Yeah, the 18s won or come second, and the 20s... But when we were kids, me and Murray, if you was in the England 18 team, you would play with your first team.
Yeah.
Or the 19s or 20s. You were playing for your first team. If you was in the England team, you was playing in your first team, don't matter what level.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
It's not like that now, is it?
You was a man, because reserve football used to make you into a man.
If you was under 21s, it's weird now, isn't it?
If you was the under 21 teams, you'd play 60 games in the first team. The
thing is, you're playing against your own age all the time, aren't you? Yeah. I mean, I played against Billy Bonds. I mean, I was a young kid coming through, played against Billy Bonds at West Ham. He marked me out of the game. I'm like, you go back and you go, oh my God, I've got to get better. Do you know what I mean?
But when you're playing against other 19-year-olds,
I played against them since you were 12.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Them kids, they're 20. They've all come through the same...
You play reserve football, you're playing against, they say, Billy Barnes and people like that.
And how come you left Millwall?
It's money.
Yeah. It's not like you,
Neil. No, Spurs coming for me.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there about 2 years and Spurs coming for me.
And Graham sorted out a decent transfer for you?
George was my first agent. So I was £125 a week at Millwall. Fucking loads that was. You go from 25 quid to £100. Yeah. That was the king of the estate. So when my dad was in, we didn't have agents then when I was a kid, and my dad was working in Saudi Arabia, so George said, I'll take you over there. So I went to see Peter Shreves and Sean Declare outside Spurs, and so I put a bit of fillet steak. Never had steak in my life. Didn't know what it was. Is it too real? I didn't look at what he was talking about. Is it real? I don't know. So, and he got me £400 a week, and offered me 200 double wages, £250. And George Graham went, no, come on, we come all this way, take the piss. I'm like, you don't want the time. He went, come on. So he walked outside and he went, winked at me. I thought, oh, what's happening? I don't go back to Millwall now. Then he went, no, come back in. And then I'll get £400 a week and a brand new XR2.
Oh.
And I couldn't drive. A white one with red ghost fast stripes on it. Fuck me.
You must have been so cocky when you signed that deal.
The tape deck in it, right, that you fast forward and it stopped at the next song.
Oh, that's a different level.
I'm going to sit back in a minute and talk to Merce.
Remember that moment.
What did you have? Big Country.
I had Andrew Gold. I love her because she's good to me. And it would really make me happy to never let to slip away. Oh. That was a song. Remember, I'm crying.
Oh God, so much. What was your first big contract, Merce?
When I won the league in '89.
That when you first felt like you'd big dog.
Well, I was £300 a week.
Yeah,
and I was getting £225 if we won the game, and I played in it. So I was getting nearly double more.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we scored, you know what I mean? I was always the first to run over to whoever scored.
You look at rugby back in the day, win, but our people used to
have
the win bonus.
The appearance and win bonus.
I went to Liverpool. I think it was on stupid money. Come on, it was £1,500 a week when I was Spurs, when second time I went to Spurs. I went to Liverpool, win bonus, so I thought, fuck me, they win loads of money here. Message Wimber, £25 a point. Liverpool, £25 a point.
Was it still 2 points to win then as well?
Yeah, you're right. I've got £1,500, but Liverpool say, why should we pay you more money to win? You should want to win. You go, oh yeah, fuck me. Yeah.
So what was it at Tottenham?
It was £1,500. Not the first time, second time I went to
Tottenham.
So you went back to Tottenham after
I went to Southampton for 4 years, didn't I?
So well, you
I went
from
Tottenham, Southampton 4 years, back to Tottenham for a year, lost the semi final against Hughes, then I went to Liverpool 4 years.
Oh, really? So how come you went to Southampton?
Because Venables come in, I was going to buy Terry Butcher and all them people, and he tried to fuck me off to Portsmouth, who his mate was Mick Gregory, the old chairman, Jim Gregory, was it? Venner's mate, so he was trying to get all the young boys here. So I went to Southampton, he brought me back.
Did you not get on with Venables?
Yeah, but he was just, you know, I was young, so I wouldn't go. I was only playing.
All right, now and again.
You sub every week and play every now
so
and then.
Who played for Southampton when you went there?
Oh, Tizay, the Wallace brothers, Shearer, Tim Flowers.
Wow. What was that like?
Oh, man, Jimmy Case, Glenn Cockerell. Well, brilliant. That's why I made me.
Stayed up on the last day of the season.
Stay up. Tizay and Shearer were them boys, weren't they? There was, you know, we had Rodney Wallace, Tizay, Shearer, all up front, like young boys. Then we had, like, Jimmy Case, Glenn Cockerell, Danny Wallace, Graham.
Is Shearer hard?
You had a good team,
yeah. Shearer, yeah, Shearer was a tough boy, yeah. And we had Russell Osman at the back.
Who was the hardest player?
Was that when he weren't in
against
Jimmy Case is the hardest man ever to walk to the
he
planet.
He said Billy Whitehurst.
Billy was scared. Billy was got no play against Billy was. He ripped my shirt open once with like a cardigan with no buttons because I won a header against him.
Jimmy
Case, horrible.
Well, I'm going to see if he looks harder than.
No, he won't look harder.
He don't look hard. He's a wiry 5 foot nine.
He's a silent.
He looks friendly now.
The silent
little Jimmy Case.
The silent assassin, mate. Silent assassin. I see him 2 foot Graham Sharp in the chin once. I swear to God. They both went in for a tackle on their arse, and Jimmy just jumped over his feet. Both his feet went up his body and went bang under him.
It looks quite hard.
He had two
there.
Holes.
Yeah, two holes in his chin,
and they went, looked at him, went, oh.
The Jimmy Case went, so
he wore an hearing aid. Jim, don't say what, right? He wore an hearing aid.
Yeah.
And the referee had blown a whistle. Jimmy had carried on a 2 foot some. Oh.
It's okay, you can say that.
Some person.
Some person.
He 2 footed some person, right? Sorry.
It's
I know it's not clever. It's let's see. So. Listen, where was I? So he two-footed him.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Earring aid.
Oh, where's earring aid? So the fella, listen, the fella would stop. So Jimmy would just fucking carry on, absolutely clattering. The referee goes, Jim, and he'd get his earring aid out of his jock strap. And go like that. Sorry, ref didn't hear him. Go, oh, sorry, Jim. Sorry, Jim, didn't realise.
He forgot to put his earring aid.
But he should carry it on his jockey.
He's having his jock strap.
He's
just
getting
for that.
Just for his reason, he could snap people.
Didn't it, Southampton, you get stripped. It says he got stripped at the end of the season by fans, like tearing bits of kit off you.
Yeah, I scored. We stayed the last game of the season. I scored a penalty in the last minute to save us and put Newcastle down.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Newcastle, about what year?
Oh, we don't have it.
Mr.
We don't have it.
Mr. Fucking Soccer Saturday, all right?
God.
That's kicking off.
Newcastle, 1989. Rodney Wallace got brought down by the Newcastle left-back. Who's that Newcastle left-back?
Harrison.
No.
Warren Barton.
Oh, no. 1989. Legend. You must have played with him. You would have played with him.
Not Pierce.
Oh, no, legend. You'd have played with him. you'd have played with him.
Stuart Pearce.
Oh, no, you'd have better than him. Well, no, nearly as good as him.
What's
come
it,
on.
What nationality?
English. International.
Is that Kenny Sampson?
Yes!
Smashed it.
What, a Newcastle?
Yes.
Did he?
Kenny Sampson.
I did that.
What a question. Good, well done, you. Yeah.
Thank you, I'm really proud of myself.
Good, isn't it?
What, why did you bring that up?
Because I scored the winner. Against
How comes
you needed a last-minute goal on the last day of the season to stay up with that team?
Because we went 25 games. I signed, we went 25 games without a win.
Their bonus could have been 10 grand a game.
Yeah.
And I've got here Barry Orne headbutted a lamp. It was Barry Orne at Southampton.
Oh, man. Where do you know this? It's brilliant.
This is Barry, the Barry Orne story.
Barry Orne. Well, that's.
Who did he? Was it at Southampton?
Yeah. So we was like so trying to head things in the street, you know, like bark, you know, he's gonna head that. Yeah. So he's come in my room and I've got this lamp and he couldn't get it. It was ice. You know when they pull down lamps? I pulled it down really low, so I let him go and he's gone nutted it. It was only fucking cast iron. It moved. It went. It went. About that far. He went bang. Like fucking split his nut. Like wow. I should have told him, but then again. As I said, when you're playing games, nothing like betting and hurting your friends.
It could have been worse. You could have been shitting in his pillar.
Shitting under his
pillar. Pointing no pillar. Oh. Fingers full.
Yeah, have you ever shit in someone's pillowcase?
No.
Ah. See, I'd on paper, I'd have you down as a pillar shitter more than Paul.
I don't do smell.
You don't do smells?
Not even my own.
You don't like smelly things?
No. Bogies and smell, no.
Bogies, and you don't like bogies?
No, I hate bogies.
This is Neil Roddick talking.
Why do you hate bogeys? Just
don't know. Well,
he's going, isn't he? He's all getting all funny. Oh, imagine you're physically sick there. Did Shearer nearly end your career?
No, he ended his.
Oh, right. What happened?
Oh, yeah. He was pissed one day. He was in Val de Lobo in Portugal. Because he was like young and pussy. He was, everyone. They closed the bar, said one's bar, or the other mini bars had been eaten, sorry, drunk and crying.
He's having a breakdown.
Got Mars bars in there as well. So I went downstairs, got his spare key for his room, run in his room, picked his mini bar, just ripped it out of the wall. So I was running down the thing, and there was glasses on top, and they was falling off. So it's falling off, and he started running after me. I went, no, and he went all through this broken glass. And he trod on the other spiky bit.
Barefoot.
And all his toes were just hanging off by Fred.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah. He was only about 17. Back him.
He's done all right.
Imagine
how many he would have scored against
the good
then. Maybe you made him good.
Yeah, so that same one, so his toes back on.
That's why he could probably hit the board.
Do you know the best one about Tomo? You know Tomo's missing a toe, isn't he?
No.
Your mate Tomo.
Is he?
He's missing a toe.
Tomo, who's Tomo?
Phil Thompson.
Oh, Phil Thompson.
And they was having an argument. Him and
they put it on his nose.
Him and Don Hutchinson, right? Him and Don Hutchinson were having an argument once. So Tomo said something to him. Tomo's got to Hutch, Tomo said to Hutch, put your medals on the table. And Don Hutchinson went, put your toes on the table.
Has he got a toe missing?
Yeah, ask him. Live.
Live, on air.
Yeah,
got
him up.
And John Burridge.
Budgie Burridge, goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Yes.
He used to commentate on the games.
He used to commentate to himself. And there he goes in midfield, and number four for so-and-so. He's shot! And he'll go, save corner!
What
a match! When he was saving it. He'll go, shot, save corner! Shot! Oh, the goalkeeper knew that was going. Well played, Burridge! England's number one again! The lads having a storming game! He used to do that.
That's
he called me my name once, right? He didn't tell me he called me it. And he forgot. So I kept, he was going, so-and-so, edit. So I fucking left one. Yeah. I said, who's that? He said, that's you. I said, you've never called me that before. He said, oh, I didn't tell you. That's your new name. So I was fucking letting things go.
Oh, because he weren't
he changed his name in his game, in his fucking commentary he was doing it. I weren't me. I was someone else. He must be a better player or someone. I don't know.
If someone did that now,
else.
They'd like... They'd take him off.
But he'll go like, oh, they'll go to Letizia and he'll go back to fucking Bonzo and I'd have the ball. What the fuck would it be me?
Bonzo.
It could be someone else. Schuster was in and then he'll become Schuster. Bernard Schuster. Bernard.
But why not just use the names?
But you didn't fucking tell me. And they go back to Russell Osborne, then goes into Shearer's feet, Shearer plays. Oh, they're on the place. Oh, great save, but England's number one Burridge. Burridge rolls the ball out to Bernard. To me.
Bernard. But you were telling the story about Paul Merson nearly got you in trouble in a bar.
We was out one, we'd done it, I think it was
it's in London, wasn't it?
We'd done a luncheon thing. So we come on, let's go and have a beer. So we end up with a beer and we end up in Oxford Street in a with loads of lads, big black lads, really.
Yeah, is that a black club?
Black club. Yeah. You know, with all their music, you know, and
it's black music.
He likes his music.
You know, you into that sort of.
Loves that. There was a snooker. Yeah. They was all sitting on the pool table. He went, "Oi, get off! I want to play."
Paul said that.
Yeah, I'm like, uh-oh.
So you only two white blokes in there?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, please, don't, can we go? Yeah, no, I want to play pool against this mob, and I beat them one-handed. How much do you want, boys? Come, I beat you one-handed.
You can't
play ball.
I can play ball.
Oh my!
Is he good at pool?
God, yeah, he's very especially one-handed.
better than 1 and 2.
I am shitting myself for hours. He just kept beating them.
They were good lads, weren't they?
And in the end, they were friends.
They were brilliant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah,
they I thought of that night. I mean, it all come flooding back to me.
When you went back to Tottenham, you had like quite a roll call of players: Anderton, Barmby, Mabbutt, Vinnie Samway, Steve Sedgley. What was it like playing with them?
Teddy Sheringham.
Teddy Sheringham as well.
Gordon Drury.
Who's Eric the Viking?
Goalkeeper. How old are you? You've been a submarine in your life. Eric the Viking.
Yeah, no, quite a lot.
How old are you?
With that 29. Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Gaul. I remember you not liking Northerners.
Oh,
you've met him before.
Met him before. Well, you can't say that. He just said I don't like Northerners.
Well,
he can't say that. Is that slanderous?
Do you like Northerners?
I love them.
You played at Liverpool, didn't you?
Love Northerners. He has to go up north to do his... The further you go north, the better they are. You fucking shut the fuck up. The World Cup there.
But I'm Northern, so you got to like me.
I know, you're lovely. Fucking idiot, he hates Northerners.
You were up in Sheffield the other week, weren't you?
I was in Sheffield, for the BBC. What result that was?
Was it for the BBC?
No. Blades Business Crew. My agent went, got a lovely job for you, my agent. A few bob in it, not that much. Went for the BBC.
Not that much, if anyone's listening.
Something BBC. Oh, and they're not going to like my language when I go and stay at the British Broadcasting Company. I won't be getting a contract in the BBC. And it's a British Blades Business Crew. One of them had his book out. It was his book launch. That Stephen.
Was he a hooligan type?
Yeah, Steve. He's becoming mate now, Steve so and so. It was his book launch. They're all like, yeah, fuck you, Millwall, yeah, rip your fucking heads off, and things like that.
So you had to do your speech. Like,
I was trying to sack it and get Merce to do it for me.
when you do your circuit stuff, what's your best story or routine?
Can you tell the Sean Connery one or not? That is the funniest story.
You're not paying me enough. I'm not getting paid.
I met Sean Connery once, and so
we and Wright were there on the Stellas. So
Nelson Mandela.
So we're on the Casey Cannon. So get a bit, you know, you get a bit. So all of a sudden, Wright's come up. Fucking hell! I can't believe he just walked in. So we looked down a big bar at Wentworth Golf Club, and it was Sean Connery, Bruce Forsyth, and fucking Tarbuck walked in. So it was James Bond. But fucking, he is James Bond. As they get near the bar, Ian Wright went to the pub and see the grey head mush, get him vodka martini, shake you not stirred, right? So we're fucking pissing out. So they've got the ump because he ain't heard that before. And another one, so we go down. I went to say sorry because they got the ump. As a break, I just shake Bruce Forsyth's hand, God bless him. Ian Wright went, did you have a good game, Bruce? Did you have a good game?
So, as you're apologising,
he's upset him. So it goes on and on and on and on. Well, it's all of a sudden they go. It's a long story, but cut short. So they go. So, because when I used to have the mouthful of Stella, I don't drink anymore after this night. I used to think I was like 7 foot 9.
You don't drink anymore?
No, Stella.
Oh, Stella, okay.
She turned me. I used to think I was 7 foot 9, see-through, drunken, Apache warrior. Like, fucking hard that is.
So, really fucking hard.
Bruce Forsyth, Tarbuck go. Good game, Bruce. No, Ian. Leave the man. The man's old. He's there, Sean Connery. I'm looking at him thinking, he is handsome. I'd fuck him, right? That's what I'm thinking. I think I would actually go to bed with him. And young man from Hull, if I did fuck him, right? Saturday afternoon, I go and watch Millwall. And I go in the hardest pub in South London. I walk in and go, all right, son. I go, all right, boys. What you been up to, Razor? I go, I fuck James Bond, right? Now, I know the artist men in London that go, good boy, fuck James. Well, do you ruin him? Yes, I ruined him. Good boy. I know they'd say that, right? So, I'm having gay thoughts with him. And then Ian Wright comes and whacks me, hits me. I go, what? He goes, go and knock him out. I went, who? He went, James Bond.
What?
I went, why? He's mugging you off. I said, no, he's not mugging me off. he's mugging you off.
You're being serious.
How's he mugging me off? What, gay thoughts of James Bond?
He wants you to knock him out.
Yeah, right. He went, why is he mugging you off? I mean, why? Before he came in, everyone wanted your photo. On your autograph, his mate looked like a twat. Knock him out. So, Ian, piss off. I'll knock you out in a minute. Don't call me pussy. Another fucking 16, Stella's love. Come on, I've got the whip. So, another 16. Hits me again, right? Knock him out, no, right? Piss off, knock you out. Another 10 minutes, yeah, like, and I've gone like that. I've had the mouthful, and I've turned, bang. Is he mugging me off? Right, so, yes, mugging me off. All the other lads go, no. He goes, yes, no, yeah, knock him out. So, I don't know, I didn't, I go goosey now, because I've just mugged myself off, really, because I didn't knock him out. I went down to him, and went, oh, it's showed! He sort of went, yes. It weren't as good as that, to be fair, but he went, yes. And I went, bet you fucked some famous Bertrand Trump. Anyone we should know about if I knock you out? He got the hump. Can't believe it. So now I'm like sober again. Oh, fuck.
So he's getting angry with you. He's quite, like, he's quite hard, though, isn't he? Sure.
So fucking James Bond! So he's come walking towards me, and I'm thinking, oh, no, please don't come too close, because I'll have to knock you out, because I've said it in front of my friends. Right, so he sort of stopped to give me a 10-second death stare, and he walked out. I'm like, oh, my God. What have I done? All the lads going, what you done? He knows Harry Redknapp. I think, oh, fuck. He knows Harry, and Ian writes, chase him outside, kick fuck out of him in the car park. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Ian Wright's fucking on one.
So he's fucking mad. So he left it about 2 minutes later, and Sean Connery come back in. He turned around, he went, he's come back in. And I turned around, Sean Connery was face to face with me. He went, Razor. I went, what? Well, you're going to have to come watch me live on stage to get the answer, ain't you?
Book Razor Rudder. And it's good to have it definitely worth. Very well crafted, I'd say, from a comedian's point of view as well.
Yes, yes.
Very well put together.
Thank you very much. Did you do that? No. Oh, that was Sean Howard. What's his name?
Russell
Howard.
Sean Howard. How was Liverpool as well? You got any stories from Liverpool?
Yeah, no, you're going to have to come and see me.
Oh, was Eric Hall your agent?
Pardon?
Eric Hall your agent?
Eric Hall, my agent. Eric Hall, yes.
Monster.
How was that?
Yeah, he makes a rich. Was it? Makes a poor player rich, and the rich player's richer.
Is that his slogan?
That's his slogan. Monster. You ain't got a clue
so
at all.
He's still there now.
Yeah, we had him on the podcast.
No. He's not working now, but he's still.
He's got to be 80 odd now.
Yeah,
really?
Is he a bubbler?
Bubbler, all right, bubbler. I mean, baby in Jewish talk, mate. All right.
I thought I dreamt that.
No, mate. What the fuck are you doing here?
I'm just
Why
watching.
Why has he got a microphone? All he's done is came here that I ain't northerners.
I know, that was quite funny.
Excellent.
He's earned his fee. So you were in the squad, you had those Redknapp, McAteer, Fowler, McManaman, and Rush and Barnes.
Yeah, they was good drinkers. I think Nigel Clough lasted about 6 months because he didn't drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone was good. That was a good drinking school, Liverpool. I think they've been doing it for like 70s now.
Yeah.
They're massive, massive, massive drinkers.
Was it? And you signed for him because of Souness?
Souness, man. I love him. Yeah, he was there. Could have gone Chelsea. Let me get this one. Because I fall out with Alan Sugar. So I had Chelsea. I'd do Chelsea.
Why'd you fall out of Sugar?
Because he's lovely. I could have said tank then, but...
You almost become like a massive version of him now. With your grey beard.
You're fucked. You're fucked.
So you didn't get on with Sugar?
No, falling out with him.
Why?
Well, I signed a contract. It was shit money, really. And then, because he said there was a question mark over my discipline. I couldn't fucking believe that. So he said, if you improve your discipline, you get double your wages at the end of the season. Third game, I get sent off against Palace, which didn't help. But then I improved my discipline, but then he got rid of Venables, but then he wouldn't honour, because he wouldn't honour the new contract sort of thing. So he said I could go, so I'd Oddle Chelsea, Cluffy Forest, Keegan Newcastle, Kenny Blackburn, Walt Smith Rangers, and Souness Liverpool.
Wow.
I'd see everyone. Read it all Monday, Tuesday, all the way through.
Did you go and see them all?
Went to Blackburn's meet Kenny. Tuesday went to Anfield, met Souness. I thought, oh, this has got to be it. He walked me out on the pitch. You know what it was like? Touched the trophy room, touched a bit, walked out Anfield. And I thought, oh, yeah, I've got to play in.
Yeah.
Because it was horrible playing there, just chasing that. Added that tango around for 90 minutes, wouldn't it? So I wanted to be the one that so I just signed for them there. I didn't see anyone else.
Also, so didn't you wind up Cantona when you was playing for Liverpool?
Well, I used to turn his colours down. He used to wear his colours. A big Liverpool man night. It's a massive like derby rivalry. Yeah. So he was brilliant. He was like my size, my shoulders, my height. He was huge.
Really?
So I used to think he was a bit mad, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm. Just the
kung fu kick. It was great, wasn't it? I'd have loved to see him do that in Millwall or Leeds. You'd never seen him again, would you? His boot would have come back.
Golf.
His shirt would have come back. You'd never see Cantona again.
But did you ever fight with Fowler at Liverpool?
No, I just whacked him. He cut me boots up on the plane.
Didn't he piss in his shoes?
No, he shit me Reebok Classics.
Oh, no. So
what did you do, hit him?
Yeah.
Did you?
39 quid then.
Did you used to do pranks and stuff like that? Or not? What was your best one, you reckon?
Oh, like super glue keyholes and car doors. They're great. Cost about 400 quid to get a new car keyhole. You know, super glue was great when it super glue came out. Fucking things It went up about 3 notches, mate. Why about that?
Cling film and super glue. Absolutely.
Toilet seat super glue. Oh!
You must have loved
it. Once you do metal, that was it.
And you played for England when you were at Liverpool?
Only at every level. Yeah. Yeah, I was England beat captain.
Nice. Yeah.
Did you play that one, or were you in the first team?
No, I played the other one when I was.
You was in the first team. Yeah.
We come and watch you.
He was on the Wednesday. He went out of his mates.
How was that? You must have loved playing for England. Paul, you were saying,
especially with your family. Makes me your family happy.
Did you play with Gazza as well?
No, because I signed with Spurs. Not in Spain for Lazio,
and not in England team.
No, he was injured.
Oh, he's injured.
He's done his knee, didn't he?
I bet you would have got on though, wouldn't you?
Well, I've been out for a few. I should have realised.
Oh, he's been out with him, haven't
you? I should realise that he was, you know, had a bit of a drinking problem. We all know his problem. We want to get well. But I'm good at reading people, and I didn't really read the signs with Gazza.
Oh, really?
We were playing golf once, and it was 8:30 in the morning, and everyone teed off, and it was me and Gazza at the back, and he had his caliper on. So I had the buggy. I'm just about to tee off. I ain't bad at golf. And he went, no, wait. I've got to get sacked from the car. No. He went to the car, 8:30 in the morning. I said, what is it? He went, don't worry about that. So he come back, 8:30 in the morning, he had a bottle of brandy. I went,
that's a bit much.
A bit much, 8:30 in the morning. He said, no, we ain't drinking it all the time. He said, every time one of us hit a good shot, we'll have a brandy. I went, fucking hell, that's all right now. What? Good idea it was. So I'm on the tee, 8:30, I'm just about to hit a ball, and he's chucked the golf ball, and it hit me right on the side of the head. So I topped this ball about 10 yards, and I heard, good fucking shot, Razor! So I should have known early doors.
Yeah. And you mentioned Ian Wright before, but weren't you quite big rivals?
Hated him. I hated him with a passion. He used to scratch my neck, right? I used to play against him. So at the Palace, before Arsenal, him and Bright, Ian Wright would scratch your neck. You know, it's sweating and that. It's stinging. So I'd retaliate. Referee, lunatic, and all that. He'd say, like, sorry, big fella, he says, but your missus, she do make a lovely breakfast. Things like that, right? So very annoying, just getting me in. So now I go to these at Arsenal, so we've got to rate him even more now, and I used to fucking hate him. And I go to Liverpool, we get in the England squad together, and then Venables doing the rooms, he went, right, room number one, Ruddock and Wright. Everyone went, woo! I've gone, ah, oh, like, so I never spoke, I hated him.
Oh, really?
Just wanted to kick him and hurt him, so... I thought, so I left it 5 minutes, thought, oh, come on, it's going to happen, you know. So I walk in the room, and the door's open, he's got nothing on. And he's bouncing on the bed. He went, come on in, you fat fucker. Let's have it. And he bounced, I just rugby tackled him, and I love him now. Since I cuddled him with nothing on.
He just wanted you to have a scrap.
He was there going, come on in, mucking about.
Messing about.
Yeah, nothing on, bouncing a bit. Come on in. So I just rugby tackled him, and that was it.
And then you got on in the end.
Yeah, I like him now.
You do like Righty, Paul?
Yeah, good lad.
He's very nice. Like, an hour at a time, lad. He can get annoying. Kind of. He is lively. We know when you're
like turned up tired. He's always late.
He's annoying sometimes. When he's tired, you're not allowed to speak to him.
Yeah.
He's one of them. But if you're tired, he won't leave you alone.
Perfect roommate.
Perfect roommate.
Well, because you played with him as well for Liverpool. West Ham.
Yeah, went West Ham, yeah. No, like right.
How come you left Liverpool for West Ham? What was it?
It was coming to a 3 year. I had 3 years left, but it was coming to. I weren't getting a game, and it was like me. It was my kids were sort of coming to like 9 or 10, and if I stayed another 3 years, I've had to stay in the area for the kids scoring.
Oh, right.
So I'd end up playing with Tranmere or.
Oh, okay. You go back to London.
So West Ham came up.
Jimmy Bullard was there when you.
Yeah,
were
when
there.
West Ham was.
Do you remember him when
yeah,
he was
yeah,
younger?
Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, of course I do. We. West Ham was funniest 2 years. I'll name this team, right? You won't believe this team. But the team they've got now struggling, right?
Yeah.
We had Xhaka in goal. Left back, we had Julian Dick, Stuart Pearce or Nigel Winterburn. Centre-halves, we had me, Ian Pearce.
Rio, was Rio there?
Rio Ferdinand. Geezer used to play with Derby, captain of Derby. Slab.
Bilic, he's the manager now?
No, not Bilic.
Oh, no, Simic.
Slimak. Yeah. Well, him, but he was like
Croatian. I was slimming.
He came to Croatia. Right back, we had a couple of right backs. Stephen Lomas was one. Yeah. Then we had midfield. We had Trevor Sinclair, Frankie Lampard, Carrick,
Joe Cole,
Frankie Lampard, Carrick, Joey Cole, Berkovic, Johnny Moncur, Mark Vivian Foe, up front, Di Canio Defoe. Ian Wright, John Artson, Kitson, Pablo Wanchop, Paolo Wanchop, Freddie Canute.
That's too many.
Too many players. Yeah.
Fucking team that was. Squad that is, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fifth twice we come. Can you imagine they had that now? They've got Andy Carroll. That was the squad. Fifth twice we come in that team.
That was incredible team. What was it? What was Di Canio like?
Strange.
Yeah, he seems
to shave his body, everything.
His balls as well.
His balls and bumhole and shave.
How'd you shave your bum? How'd you get there?
Beet.
I've heard of beet.
Yeah, but he does what he'd apply himself then.
No, he'd get Harry Redknapp to do it.
How did Harry from his car window? How did Harry Redknapp control all you?
No chance. Absolutely no.
Who was the leader of that group then?
This is how mad it was. This is how mad they were. Harry put me in charge.
So you'd be trying to...
He'd give me the whip, and that's what happened at Wentworth. I was in charge.
Oh, so that was... So all those players...
Because Rio Ferdinand used to go out with Kirsty Gallagher, and her dad's Bernard Gallagher at Wentworth. So he was a professional at Wentworth, so we used to get in Wentworth for nothing.
Oh, really?
When Rio fucked Kirsty Gallagher off, we was more gutted than she was. 250 quid over there.
So what happened? Was it Burridge?
Come on, I'm trying to like that. It's good.
What
went on with you?
What's your name?
I don't know. What was that thing? That story?
Southampton.
At Southampton, Burridge got electrocuted.
What are you doing, chin-ups or something?
He put, with a metal bar. You know he done, right? Because we had no gymnasiums and all this. So he got this metal bar. So he put it in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
So he went, bang, 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 sits down there. Bang, sits down there. Jumped up. What's this, lads? And really, I jumped up to it. He'd only put it for a fucking electric cable. And it was stuck. We're all laughing. Hey, brilliant. All suddenly, he started smoking. About to grab him. Nearly killed himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Another time, someone nearly killed themselves, even better. I was in Charlie Chan's, me, Gazza, Paul Stewart, and Steve, I'm good with names. Me, let me start again. Another time, it was good, someone nearly killed themselves. With me, Paul Stewart, Paul Gascoigne, Steve Sejemois, and Charlie Chan's toilets.
Charlie Chan.
Nightclub,
Wolverstone Dogs.
Good club. So we got the piss. Steve said you used to eat everything. So having a piss.
What piss?
In a urinal. Do you know the big blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, the cakes.
The urinal cake.
Oh, urinal thing, you know, bleach. Oh, yeah. Big blue one like that. Gaz went, said you eat that 100 quid. Picked out the piss. He ate it.
Oh.
Gaz would give him £100. He ate that as well.
Ate the £100?
Yeah, he ate that as well. We go training next morning. Steve said he's in intensive care. It's like drinking a pint of bleach.
Yeah.
So we were all laughing. His teeth were blue. Everything was blue. Eyeball, everything gone blue from this bleach. When he goes pissing blue, shitting blue, nearly killed him. Fucking what a way to go out of the window. It's better than electrocuting
yourself.
It's
a clean death, though, isn't it?
Well, clean death. At least you're not smoking. Don't. Inside's unbelievable, isn't it?
Wouldn't have any work to do at the funeral home, would they? Fucking this one's clean as a whistle.
Ellie, couldn't he smell nice round here?
Cleanest pipes he's ever had. Oh my god. Well, Razor, thank you very
thanks
much.
A lot.
Thanks for coming
so
back.
So that's my speech done. Now you're getting all my work now. No one's going to book me. Just
put
this podcast
you
on.
No, you won't. You don't worry about it. People don't want to see it live.
I've got another hour and a half of that shit.
Got another hour and a half of it. Right, well, come back or see you on the live set. Book Neil Rudder. What's your agent's deed? If anyone wants to book you, Paul Marston.
At soccerspeaker.co.uk. It's called Soccer Speaker. Tony Clark at Soccer
Speaker. Tony Clark at Soccer Speaker. So Soccer if you want Speaker. Neil or Paul to come to speak at your
raise
club.
Money for your clubs, that's what we do.
Yeah, get in contact.
Do we?
And you got books as well.
I got a book. I got a book about 1989.
Why don't you write another book?
Because I'm waiting for my mate's wives to die. Then I can tell all the stories.
You've got your book out, Paul.
Mine was out ages ago. Sold out, man.
Actually, got a pulp a few. Right, well, thanks very much, Neil.
No
thanks,
problem.
Paul.
Cheers, Russell.
And thanks for listening. Yeah, cheers, Russell. I've been Russell Howard. That's someone else. I'm here with Letizia and Tony Adams. Right, see you later.
You've got a book, Letizia.
Yeah. The Magic Sponge is a .. production for Dave, hosted by Rob Beckett, Jimmy Bullard, and Ian Smith.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video.
Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.